Time now for Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Spotlight. Joining us once again, ELC Superintendent Tara Paul. Good Saturday morning, Superintendent Paul.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Had a good week. I hope you had a good one.
I had a great week, yep.
Okay.
It's nice and warm out still, but okay.
It's the
middle of summer.
Yeah, I was going to say it's definitely summer. All right, we're going to talk about actually next school year, because at this past board meeting, you talked about actually the start times and endings to the school day.
Yes. So, you know, a couple of months ago, we changed our professional development from Wednesdays to full days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we worked with our Demone staff to figure out how we can provide more collaboration time for the staff in the school day so that they can work on, you know, moving kids from one group to the next and things like that on their data. Well, part of that discussion led to safety concerns for students after school. When our high school and elementary get out at the same time, and our high school front entrance comes out right where the high school parking lot is. And, you know, high school kids aren't always the safest when they're driving. They're new. They don't have those experiences that we do as adults. And so how can we rectify that? Well, one of the things that we're going to do next year is let the Demone kids out at 3:20 versus 3:30. That way, that gives them 10 minutes to kind of get out of the way. The Demone parents who are picking up can also move out of the way and provide less congestion in front of the high school parking lot. So we're going to try that this next year. So Demone will be from 8:10 to 3:20, whereas the high school and middle school will be from 8:10 to 3:30, just as they have been in the previous years.
So start time at Demone is when?
It's 8:10. Everybody will start at 8:10, just like we have in the past.
But Demone will be out at 3:20.
Demone will release at 3:20, correct.
Okay, and middle school,
yep,
and high school, 3:30.
With 3:30. Buses will still leave at 3:30. So those Demone kids that have to ride the bus home or get to ride the bus home will still leave the grounds at 3:30 or thereafter once the middle or the high school and middle school get down there.
But it makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like tee times in golf. You don't tee off everybody at the same time. So you have a 10-minute stagger. And the same's going to happen here. So you have a 10-minute stagger for Demone, and then 10 minutes later for middle school and high school.
Correct. Yep. And, you know, one of the things that we have to really be careful of is because it ends at 3:20, we are losing time. And so we may not have as many virtual days as we once would because of snow, depending mm-hmm. on how it all shakes out, because we are losing time, and so we have to make that up someplace else.
Because you need a certain number of hours.
Right. We need 1,080 hours of instructional time, and we are well above that, which is why we can provide some virtual days. But with taking that, it's about 4.5 days that will be coming off because of this early release
mm-hmm.
of the Demone kids. And so that has to be made up someplace, and that may be not as many virtual days.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it works out this coming year. I'm guessing especially those elementary parents are going to like this a lot. I'm guessing anybody that drives in that parking lot is going to like it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. There is a lot of congestion, or has been a lot of congestion there.
I've been there, and let me tell you, that is one wild place when school lets out. All right, Superintendent Paul, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next Saturday.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul on this week's edition of Superintendent Spotlight.